The federal government put certificate of need laws in place in the 1970s. The goal was to limit health care costs, but some say those laws are now out of date as the reimbursement systems have changed. Today, certificate of need is seen by many as a barrier to care, not a protector of it. Republican Senator Don Gates says certificate of need needs to be revised.
The only remaining reason for CON regulations is to restrict competition or to prevent cherry picking, a new provider or a new service picking off paying patients and leaving current providers with a disproportionate amount of unreimbursed charity care.
But the decision to roll back some of the certificate of need laws is not without controversy. The Florida House is pushing a measure to fully repeal CON for hospitals, leading to the concern that Gates cited. But health providers, including two of the state's major hospital associations, say the laws are still needed in order to protect quality. Gates' bill stops short of a full repeal, and it would add another exemption to the regulatory system based on the amount of charity care a center provides. And if that center doesn't serve uninsured patients, it could face a financial fine. But Tampa Senator Arthenia Joyner worries the language is duplicative.
My concern was that it would allow the creation or the expansion of hospitals in neighborhoods that would go to wealthy neighborhoods, and non-wealthy neighborhoods then would not benefit.
And fellow Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel is also concerned.
We were just talking about access, but I just want to comment that competition does not necessarily mean quality.
We believe CON does help provide access to care. CON still has a role in helping patients access services regardless of economic status, and it helps to avoid concentrating hospital care in only highly populated or economically enriched areas.
That's Bill Bell with the Florida Hospital Association. But on the other side, Republican Senator Denise Grimsley, a hospital administrator herself, worries the proposed penalties attached to Gates's bill are too strict.
And President Gates, I'll be the first one to say that I think our current CON process is burdensome, it's difficult, and it's very costly, and we have to pass that on, and eventually it gets passed on to the patient. I'm not sure that what you've outlined here is really much better. It appears punitive me to the providers, and in the absence of Medicaid expansion, it seems like it still puts all the burden of charity care on the provider rather than any falling back on the state.
Grimsley says it's not fair to punish healthcare centers if the people it treats don't receive charity care, but she does plan to support Gates's proposal. And Gates argues his proposition is better than the House's full repeal.
Let me just hit a couple of the points that were made by testifiers and by members in debate. The concern for indigent care is a real one. If this bill would reduce indigent care or reduce access to indigent care, I would not be in favor of it.
Gates cites a 2014 report from the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. That study found certificate of need rules do little to increase access to health care for the poor, but they do limit the supply of such services. The federal government repealed its certificate of need mandate in 1987, but the majority of states still have rules in place.